请大家先翻开圣经启示录十二章。
Let's first turn to Genesis chapter 12.
启示录十二章
Book of Genesis chapter 12
第六节
Verse 6
启示录十二章的第六节
Genesis chapter 12 verse 6、
啊、妇人就逃到旷野，在那里有神给她预备的地方，使她被养活1260天。
Excuse me, it's Revelation chapter 12 verse 6。
再请看启示录十二章的十四节。
And then let's take a look at verse 14.
于是有大鹰的两个翅膀赐给妇人，叫她能飞到旷野，到自己的地方躲避那蛇。她在那里被养活一载、两载、半载啊，十五节。
15.
好啊，我们就十四节啊。
We'll stop at verse 14.
好，那这里啊两次提到啊，那妇人就逃到旷野，还是啊妇人就飞到旷野？
For two times here, it's been mentioned that the woman fled into the wilderness.
而且圣经说哈，啊，那里呀是神给她预备的地方。
And the Bible even said that that place is a place prepared for that woman.
啊，在那里呢，她可以被养活。
At that place, she'll be nourished.
所以，旷野本身来讲哈，啊，是一个非常重要的地方，对我们基督徒来说。
So the wilderness is a very important place for us as Christians.
啊，旷野呢，在圣经里头也是一个非常重要的主题。
The wilderness is also a very important topic in the Bible.
啊，是一个很重要的地点。
It's a very important place.
那我们会觉得很好奇啊，旷野是一个不好的地方啊，是一个人烟稀少的地方，很不方便的地方啊，怎么神在那里？啊，给他预备地方。
We may feel very curious that a wilderness is a desolated place. Why would God prepare for this woman this place?
而且呢，是在那里被养活了啊一段时间。
And yet she is being nourished for some time.
我们知道，当时以色列百姓他们出埃及以后，就进入到旷野。
We know that after the exodus of the Israelites, they entered into the wilderness.
那圣经说，神给他。们预备一个旷野的地方，所以他们进入旷野嘛，虽然生活上非常的辛苦哈，啊，经常在旷野走动，但是呢，其实按照圣经所讲的，也就是神为他们预备的一个地方。
The Bible said that God has prepared the wilderness for them to dwell in, even though it is not a very perfect place, a very conducive environment, but that is a place that God has prepared for them.
啊，他们当然进入旷野以后，要面对一个很现实生活上的问题。
Of course, as soon as they arrive into the wilderness, they are to face a very practical problem of survival.
啊，要吃什么
？What do they need to eat？
啊，你要住哪里
？Where are they going to reside？
啊，你要走动的话，那么多人啊，你怎么去移动
？How are you going to move about with the multitude？
啊，要移动到哪一个方向
？And in what direction are you going to move at？
啊，这目标在哪里
？Where is your goal？
所以生活上是非常艰辛的。
So survival is a difficult problem already.
但是神为什么把他们带入到旷野的地方
？But why is it that God led them into a wilderness？
啊，旷野圣经来说是一个非常可怕的地方啊。
The wilderness, as described in the Bible, it is a very dreadful place.
啊，那个地方不是我们所想象，好像是什么撒哈拉沙漠那种的。
That place is not like what we imagine as the Sahara Desert.
啊，比那个更可怕。
It is even more dreadful than that.
因为那里有很多的毒蛇猛兽啊。
Because over there are very vicious beasts and venomous snakes.
那猛兽的话，我们眼睛可以看得到，因为它的目标非常大。
These vicious beasts can be easily seen by our eyes because the target is such a huge one.
啊，再小一点的话，毒蛇啊，毒蛇，我们也眼睛可以看到啊，因为它也是很明显的一个目标。虽然比那个野兽啊，很大的野兽啊，小一点。
Even a smaller of venomous snake can be easily identified by our eyes.
啊，但是圣经说还有蝎子啊。
But sometimes the Bible said there may be scorpions.
那个蝎子就非常小啊，在你的脚的旁边啊移动。
These scorpions are minuscule as compared to the other two, and it's moving about at their feet.
那这些都是很毒的。
These are very venomous.
那不小心的话，被它咬伤了啊，可能就会丧命。
If they're not careful, they'll be bitten and then they will lose their lives.
所以我们看旷野其实是一个很不舒服，让人不想去、不想待
So we can see that the wilderness is not exactly a conducive living environment for someone.
可是为什么圣经又偏偏说, 这个妇人就逃到旷野,
But why did the Bible here say the woman fled into the wilderness?
而且又说, 那里是神为她预备的地方啊,
to the place prepared by God.
那我们知道旷野就是没有什么人生的舞台。
We know that in the wilderness, there's no stage for a person to glorify himself.
因为你在旷野啊, 你饭煮了再好吃, 没有人给你鼓掌啊。
Because in the wilderness, no matter how good of a cooking you did, no one is going to praise you.
你这个小提琴到了再好, 没有人会为你鼓掌的。
Even if you play the violin very well, no one's going to clap for you.
因为你左看右看, 没有人在那里啊。
You look to the left and to the right. Because there's no one there. Over there, there is no place for you to boast.
但是神为什么把他们带入那个地方?
But why did God lead them to that place?
我们知道以色列百姓他们在埃及地方啊，曾经待过400多年了。
We know that the Israelites have been living in Egypt for over 400 years.
那在这400多年啊，他们是寄居在埃及的地方。那埃及的地方是充满着拜偶像的。
In these 400 years, they were pilgrims in Egypt, a land full of idolatry.
所以他们本身呢，就习惯拜偶像。
So they were so used to worshiping idols.
他们也忘记说，他们还有一个造天地的神呢。
They already have forgotten there is the God that has created the heavens and the earth.
他们也忘记了说，他们的祖先就是亚伯拉罕。
They are already forgotten their forefathers was Abraham.
他们忘记了亚伯拉罕曾经神曾经对亚伯拉罕的应许。
They have forgotten the covenant that God had made with Abraham.
所以他们在埃及地上为奴仆。
In Egypt, they were all slaves.
因此他们就失去了民族的自尊心呢。
They have lost the sovereignty of civilization.
我们看代代为奴隶。
They were all slaves.
他们有什么自尊心?
What kind of dignity do they have?
他们有什么自由?
What kind of freedom do they have?
所以他们所想的就是个奴仆的思想模式。
So the way they think, their thought process is such as of a slave.
他们可能不想离开埃及啊。
Perhaps they are even reluctant to leave Egypt.
因为都已经习惯在那里, 习惯为奴仆的生活。
Because they're so accustomed to the life of a slave.
可是那个地方不是神要他们待的地方啊。
But that place was not the place designated for them by God.
所以在那种情况之下, 神要把他们完全改造一个新的思想模式, 新的人生的方式, 新的人生的目标, 这个不容易。
So it is very hard in what circumstance will God shape and mold their values and their attitudes and outlook toward life.
所以神必须要把他们带到一个地方去磨练他们。
So God needs to lead them to a place and mold them up again.
能够改变他们的思想模式思想的方法。
To change their thoughts and the way they value life.
以前是奴仆, 现在要改变成主人啊。
In the past they were slaves and now they were to become masters.
可是他们以前所想的, 哎呀, 非常害怕。
But in the past, they've been very oppressed and scared. Those nightmares were still existing.
一不小心的话,
one wrong action or one wrong step that they did will lead to being whipped by the Egyptians.
在工作的时候,
In their workplace, even though they were uncomfortable in their health, they do not dare to say it out.
因为不能够请假的。
Because they cannot take a leave.
家里有谁要结婚也不能够请假。
Even if someone were to marry in their families, they were not able to take leave.
是可以说一个暴政的。
It is such a tyranny.
因此他们现在出了埃及以后。
So as a result, upon exiting Egypt,
他们的目标啊, 不是 旷野啊，目标是迦南地那个牛奶与蜜的地方。
Their goal is not the wilderness; it is the land flowing with milk and honey, the land of Canaan.
是一个新的地方。
It is a new place.
是一个新的境界。
It's a totally new boundary.
那怎么样能够配合，能够使他们有这种的资格哈，能够进入到里头以后，真的能够享受到自由的生活？
Then how can they deserve and be worthy to enter into such a realm to enjoy this freedom?
就是必须先改变他们的思想观念。First,
their thought process and their values need to be changed.
要改变他们以前那个拜偶像的思想模式的生活方式。To
change their lifestyle and thinking process of worshiping idols.
400多年已经把他们塑造一个固定的模式了。
400 over years have have been enough to shape them into a different structure.
所以神必须要为他们预备一个地方, 就是旷野地方, 来训练他们, 来塑造他们, 有个, 属灵的品格, 啊, 有一个, 很正确的生活态度, 生活方式。
So God need to lead them to a special place to shape them to have a spiritual virtue and a new way of life.
所以他们必须要被带领到旷野地方。
So God need to lead them into the wilderness.
啊, 那里啊, 他们自己要面对神。
Over there, they need to face God face to face.
那我们看神预备一个旷野地方，其实就是神的智慧。
We know that it is actually God's wisdom to lead them into the wilderness.
我们有些时候想说要怎么样来培养我们的下一代。
Sometimes we wonder how are we to cultivate our next generation.
当我们所想的就是说，要赶快给他接受一个很好的教育呀。
We sometimes immediately think we need to provide them with the best education.
赶快送他去学一些才艺呀。
So that they can be skilled in other techniques.
要补数学，要补英文呢。
We give them extra time to learn math and English.
所以我们想说这样子的话，以后成功的机会比较大。
Thinking like this, we thought that in the future they have more chances of success.
然后他们就能够过着一个很美好的生活。
And then in the future they'll have a perfect life.
可是这是我们所想的。
But these are our thoughts.
神的方法是不是这样子呢？
Is God's way like that?
不一定啊。
Not necessarily.
啊。 路是神在决定的。
The way is determined by God.
那支笔啊, 就是掌握在神的手中。
The pen is in God's hand.
所以我们看神怎么来训练一些他自己的功能。
We can see how God trains his people.
我们看摩西, 啊,
If we look at Moses,
那摩西他当时在王宫里头长大。
Moses was growing up in the palace.
啊, 在王宫里头接受, 最良好的教育,
he received the best education in the palace.
所以你知道论教育, 他有啊,
Regarding education, he had it.
他也管理这个人事管理啊, 也这个企业管理。
He also learned all types of different human management.
啊, and, 所以他王宫里都是学了所有的学问啊,
and business management, all different types of disciplines.
所以他有很好的处事能力。
So he is very capable in handling tasks.
他要能言善道啊。
He knows what to say and the best way, time to do it.
口齿伶俐,
he is very well versed.
所以他非常有自信,
he is very confident.
他认为可以靠着自己的才华能够解决这些以色列百姓的问题,
he reckoned that he can rely upon his own abilities to solve the problem of the Israelites.
所以他觉得他自己本身啊, 就是 he is everything, 他是所有一切的答案。
He thinks himself he is everything. He is the answer to every problem.
啊, 所以他以后就出去看一看这些以色列百姓啊。
Therefore, in the future, he went out to take a look at the Israelites.
啊, 结果他发现, 哎, 这个也不是办法, 他自己也不能够解决这些以色列百姓, 在那里做农工的困难。
Yeah, only to find out that there's no answer to that, he cannot provide a solution to the relief of doing hard work, labor.
啊, 所以神就把他安排让他逃到旷野的地方。
So God arranged for him to flee into the wilderness.
那在那里呢, 他所面对真的是没有舞台啊。
Over there, he really faced no one.
在那里没有人让他发号施令。
Over there, there's no one for him to command.
那里没有仆人啊。
There's no slaves over there.
啊, 在那里只有羊群。
There were only the flocks.
他真的是对牛弹琴啊, 没有用他发号施令, 羊也听不懂啊。
He's like conversing to the sheep, and it's no use for him to distribute any commands.
所以他在旷野就没有人生舞台。
In the wilderness, he had no one to boast to.
他以前所学的这个学问啊,
all these disciplines and of life that he had acquired before.
发现在旷野也无用武之地。
He realized that there's no point in expressing them in the wilderness.
他在旷野上就是单独面对神啊。
In the wilderness, there's only him facing God alone.
所以在旷野40年的时间,
so for 40 years of life in the wilderness,
把他这种自信还有傲气啊就磨掉了。
All this pride of life and this confidence of his were wiped out.
当然有的人说摩西是很谦虚啊, 其实他里头还是很有学问。
Of course, it's being said that Moses is the most humble person. However, he himself also is very well educated.
啊, 其实啊, 你经过40年, 以前所学习的, 真的会忘记啊。
After 40 years, perhaps you'll forget all your disciplines.
啊, 我在还没有当初那以前啊, 是, 学电脑, 然后呢, 就, 在做这个电脑服务的行业。
Before coming out to become a full-time minister, I was having a computer business, and I was educated in the computer field.
我对这个电网的联络，这个他们当时叫做 local Edwin network， 不是 global， 是只有一个公司里头的联网。
Toward all these networks, local networks in the business, in the computer.
不是现在是国际网络啊。
Now it's a global network.
那也是公司内部的网络。It's
an intranet within a company.
感谢主，我对这个很内行。
Thank God, I was very well versed in this.
当传到不久以后，有的信徒在这方面有问题，他们还在问我，那我帮助他们解决。
After being a pastor for not some time, some members come to inquire for some help, and then I help them to solve their problems.
现在呢，你一问我，真的是一问三不知啊。
But if you ask me now, I will not know anything.
全部还给他们，都忘记了。
I have already returned all the education that I've received to them.
而且这种科技又一直在更新呢。
And technology keep on progressing.
根本就跟不上时代的。
In essence, I cannot catch up with all these.
以前我在做这个行业的时候。
In the past, when I was in this business.
这个因为我们是有执照的，所以总公司啊，在每一个星期啊，都会发一本最新的科技的 update。
Because we're all licensed, so the headquarters will send us the newest updated manual.
So 每个星期，这个科技就会改变了。Every
week, the technology will change.
所以你说摩西他经过40年以后，真的是忘光了。So
you see that Moses, after 40 years, he truly can erase all the what he knew.
他以前那种傲气、自信，真的是全部被磨光了。All
his pride in life and all his confidence are all wiped out.
这个就是神给他磨练一个机会了。This
is a chance for God to mold him.
所以他在旷野的时候，他觉得，So
in the wilderness, then he realized,
I am nothing. 我真的是一无所有啊。I
am nothing.
我真的是什么都忘了。I
have forgotten all.
回归到零。I
have returned to zero.
那时候神才要用他。Only
at that time that God was willing to use him.
然后他就开始投入了服事。Then
he entered into servitude.
神就需要利用在这个40人当中，把他以前的这种所有的才华。
God wanted to take away all his what's so-called as talents within these 40 years has been wiped out.
让他能够专心依靠神,
so that he can rely on God completely.
所以后来在他人生第三个阶段，他就感觉到, God is everything.
So in his third phase of life, he realized that God is everything.
从以前说, I am everything.
From in the past, when he said, I am everything,
然后呢就变成, I am nothing.
Turn to I am nothing.
现在是, God is everything.
Going to the third phase, God is everything.
那神才是最终的答案。
God is the most important solution.
所以还是要回到神那里。So
we still need to return to God.
这个不经过很长时间熬炼是熬不出来的。
Without a long period of training and endurance, one cannot be molded in this way.
我们看圣经说，这个摩西是世界上最谦和的人。
We see the Bible describe Moses as the most gentle and humble person on earth.
当我们都想做人非常谦和。
When we think about being gentle,
谦和的话，人人欢迎啊。
When we're gentle and humble, we're welcomed by everyone.
大家都不喜欢这些骄傲的人。
People do not like people who are proud.
只要有人喜欢骄傲的人，那是表面上的。
If someone loves a proud person, that is only superficial.
因为那是受制于这种骄傲的人的权势之下、权威之下，也不能够说什么话。
Because they're subject to their authority, that they cannot say anything.
所以。 要做一个谦和的人也不容易。It
is very hard to become a person who is humble and gentle.
那真的，神要透过很多时间呢，帮我们磨练。Really,
God needs to take His time to shape us.
那我们看以色列百姓在旷野也是一样。In
the same way, the Israelites in the wilderness.
神磨练他们。God
shaped them.
神会淘汰那些不顺从的人。And
God will delete those people who are not submissive.
所以我们看。 当时要进入迦南地以前呢，摩西派遣12个探子。So
before entering to the land of Canaan, Moses had sent 12 spies.
进去迦南地先看一看。To
enter into the land and spy out the area.
那只有两个，十二个当中只有两个说，哎，我们可以进去的。And
out of the 12, only two of them came and bring back good news.
因为我们为什么可以进去呢？
Why did they say we can go in?
为什么可以到迦南地呢？
Why can they enter into the land of Canaan?
虽然迦南地的居民很高大，他们的武力非常的强盛。
Even though the inhabitants of the land of Canaan are so huge and giants-like, and they are so good at fighting.
那我们凭什么能够进去呢？
And on what account can we go in?
大家想想，他们凭什么？
Let's think about it. Why can they go in?
因为神说你们可以进去，神说要进去。
Because just simply because God said you are to go in.
因为那是神说的。
Because that is what God said.
神说可以就可以。
If God said it's okay, then it will be okay.
可是十二个当中的十个探子，他们自认为啊，我们什么都比不上别人。
But out of the 12, 10 of them realized that they were not up to speed with all the others.
那这些人呢，只是看到自己。
These people only saw themselves.
没有看到神。
They have not seen God.
所以在这个很竞争激烈的时代里头啊。
So in this generation, which is very well advanced,
年轻人啊,
new young people,
啊, 年轻人啊,
all these youngsters,
高手中还有更高手啊,
there's someone better than you all the time.
天外有天啊,
if you feel you're the best, there's someone better than you.
啊, 虽然是你很聪明,
even though you may be very smart,
但是你可能不是全世界最聪明的,
but you may not be the smartest person on the face of the earth.
但是这个都无所谓啊,
but this doesn't matter.
不要只是看自己啊,
don't only look upon yourselves.
啊, 要看神,
you have to look up to God.
啊, 虽然我们自己啊,不比别人那么的能力那么强,
even though our skills may not compare to others,
啊, 经验的历练的不比别人好,
we may not have as much experiences as others,
但是没关系,
but it's okay.
不要看自己,
do not look on yourselves.
只要仰望神,
just look up to God.
像这两个探子一样,
just as these two spies,
他们所看到的不是对方多强啊,
what they saw was not how great the opponents are.
啊, 真的对方个子非常高大,
it's true their opponents were very
城墙也非常高大,
big and tall. Their fortresses were big and tall.
怎么能够攻进去啊?
How can you conquer this place?
我们这种的能力怎么能够去跟别人拼啊?
Based on our such little abilities, how can we strive with others?
以人的角度来看, 我们可能是很吃亏啊,
from the perspective of men, we may be losing out.
但是以神的角度来看,
but from the perspective of God, we can rely on God.
那支笔是在神的手中啊,
that pen is in God's hand.
哎, 不是在你我手中,
not in your hand or my hand.
不是在那个要给你interview的人的手中,
not in the hand of your interviewer.
是在神的手中,
it is in the hand of God.
所以我们就要仰望神,
so let's look up to God.
啊, 这个要经过一段时间的磨练,
this requires some time for us to be trained.
所以旷野就是神为我们所预备的地方啊,
so the wilderness especially designed for us,
让我们熬练出来，旁边都没有什么依靠,
so that we can be trained in such a way that we have no reliance all our sides.
那只有神可以为依靠,
we can only rely on God.
我们看大卫他在旷野的经历,
we see the experience of David in the wilderness.
啊, 虽然他被撒母耳高立为王,
even though David was anointed by Samuel to be king,
啊, 圣经说, 其实他是很软弱的, 他自己说, 我还是很软弱的,
the Bible described David as a very weak. He himself described himself as such.
所以神就给他预备一个地方,
so God prepared for him a place.
那个地方是什么地方呢?
What place was that?
就是旷野的地方,
it was the wilderness.
所以他在旷野经过十几年磨练,
after decades of time, he passed through the wilderness.
磨练到一个很好的属灵的品格,
he was trained to have good spiritual virtue.
哇, 他就能够宽恕别人的,
he can forbear others' trespasses. We see how Nabal's attitude was so vicious to him. David helped Nabal in the past.
当有人要来欺负拿巴这边的牧人的时候，大卫他们这边的牧人呢，很勇敢呢，就去帮他们解决纠纷呢。
When someone came to bully Nabal's shepherds, David's shepherds, David's men would come to help.
啊,
now it's the time that David needed help.
啊, 只是要向拿巴一些饼来吃，来充饥而已。
He only wanted some food from Nabal.
然后拿巴就用言语啊来侮辱大卫这些人。
And yet Nabal used provocative words to offend David and his men.
大卫以前曾经帮助过他们呢。
David once helped them in the past.
啊, 现在竟然把这个恩典都忘了。
But today they have forgotten all their David's goodness in the past.
啊, 你说气不气人啊?
So are you going to be offended or not?
当然是非常生气啊。
Of course you're very angered.
大卫想说好，那就带领的很多人啊，想去把拿巴这一批人全部杀光啊。
So David said, very well, I will lead all these men to take away their lives.
但是拿巴的妻子啊非常聪明。
However, Nabal's wife was very virtuous.
她就赶快私底下去找大卫。
She quickly privately looked for David.
结果在路上就碰到了大卫。
And in midway, she met David.
就跟大卫说好话说一番呢。
She spoke so nicely to David.
啊，说你不要行这个愚昧的事情啊。
Please do not do such foolish things.
啊，将神的纪念你啊。
so that God might remember you.
啊，您假如说真的要杀的话，啊，以后你会后悔的。
If you really want to kill them all in the future, you will regret.
啊，叫小于这个大义啊。
So you will lose bigger by giving small things.
啊，结果大卫听进去了。
So David received this advice.
说这个是他一种这个人的人生态度啊。
This is his attitude in life.
哎，有的人在生气的时候很。这个很不容易听别人的谏言。
Some people in their fury, it's very hard for them to hear other people's advice.
在生气的时候，再怎么好的话也听不进去的。
In their anger, they're unable to receive good advice.
啊，但是大卫他听了。
But David was able to.
还有示美啊，也是一样。他对示美啊，这个示美是对大卫一直怒骂。
And to Shimei also, because Shimei was also offending David.
啊，当然，我们对别人怒骂都是很不高兴的。
If someone provoked us with bad words, we will be angered.
很难的接受啊。
It's very hard for us to accept.
啊，但是大卫他怎么说
？But what did David say?
啊，没关系，这个或许是神感动他来怒骂我。
It's okay. Perhaps God has moved him to say such words.
啊，不用挡他。
Do not relent him.
那可能神会因为他来怒骂我的缘故来祝福给我。
Perhaps God will bless me as a result of his words to me.
我说他有这种的雅量。
He has this big heart.
啊，甚至他不杀这个追杀他的扫罗王啊。
He did not kill this person called Saul who pursued after his life.
啊，他有机会来对付扫罗王。
He had many chances to deal with King Saul.
但是他惧怕神，他敬畏神。
But he feared the Lord.
因为他是神的受膏者。
Because he was the anointed one from God.
他尊敬神的受膏者，就是尊敬神的本身呢。
By respecting the anointed one of God, he is respecting God himself.
所以他不敢亲自来杀害撒罗王。
So he did not dare to strike King Saul by his own hand.
那这种就是在大卫在旷野里头啊，被接受熬炼出来的属灵品格。
These are the spiritual virtues as a result of being trained in the wilderness for some time.
有一个很宽广的心，以后才能够治理全国的百姓啊。
Only with such a big heart can he rule over the multitude of Israel.
一个人假设没有一个追求和睦的心的话，那怎么去治理全国百姓
？If a person doesn't have the heart to seek after peace, how can he rule and manage after the people?
假设处处与人作对，处处与人争的话，怎么能够当全国的这个首领君王呢
？If a person is always argumentative and struggle with someone, how can this person become a ruler of a whole nation?
那旷野呢？那不但是神为我们预备的地方啊，来操练我们的地方。
The wilderness is not only a place that God has prepared to train us.
啊，它也是一个隐藏啊，也是为我们来说是个避难的地方啊。
It is also a place for us to hide and a refuge for us.
啊，也是个安全的地方。
It is a safe place.
所以我们刚刚所读的启示录的十二章第六节。
The verse that we read just now, Revelation chapter 12, verse 6.
啊，说神为了预备个地方啊。
That this place has been prepared by God.
啊，那个地方是什么地方呢
？What kind of a place is this？
啊，这个有的英文圣经说哈，那保住他能够保守他平安的地方。
Some English versions have said this place is supposed to protect a person to survive.
就 keep her safe. 啊
，to keep her safe.
就让他有个安全，提供个安全的地方。
To provide security for her.
所以旷野也是能够保护我们的安全。
So this wilderness is created to give us safety.
那从外在的，我们从外在的这个时空来看。
So outwardly in the time span.
啊，当时摩西哈，就是因为法老王要杀他啊，然后他就逃到缅甸的旷野呀。
At that time, Moses was fleeing because the Pharaoh was trying to kill him.
啊，逃避法老王的追击。
He went to the wilderness of Midian to stay away from the pursuit of Pharaoh.
那法老王要追杀大卫，大卫是逃到。
So when King Saul was pursuing after David, David also fled to the wilderness.
那以利亚他宣告要预言啊旱灾饥荒以后。
After proclaiming that there will be a drought in the land.
当然这个是坏消息，要说王就很不高兴，要找他麻烦。
The king was not pleased with Elijah.
啊，他是在隐藏哈，在基利西的旁边呢。
So he hid himself in the brook of Cherith.
啊，那个地方可能大家都想不到怎么会逃去那个地方避难呢
？Perhaps people cannot think why would a person go over there to hide.
所以旷野就是一个保护我们的地方。
Therefore, the wilderness is a place of to keep us safe.
好，那我们来看啊，我们刚所讲的是这个时空底下的避难所。
Just now we have spoken that this is under the time span this refuge.
那我们现在来谈这个心灵的避难所。
Now we talk about the spiritual refuge.
那旷野的相反叫平原。
The opposite of wilderness, it is the plain.
那大家喜欢住旷野还是住平原？
Do you like to live in a wilderness or in the plain?
啊，当然平原比较热闹啊。
Of course, the plain is much more crowded.
我们看平原啊，平原有就是 Costco 啦，有你要喝咖啡的话，什么 Starbucks 都有了。
So on the plain, you will have Costco and you have Starbucks for coffee.
啊，还有这些中国餐馆啊，一大堆啊。
And all these Asian restaurants.
还有这个 casino 没有了。
And you even have the casinos.
啊，非常热闹。
It's very crowded.
建设基本建设很好。
It's a well-developed place.
啊，又有网络啊，大家都可以看这个 iPad、iPhone 哈。
Internet and Wi-Fi is readily available for you to look at your iPad or iPhone.
啊，要听歌啊，要选歌啊，要看这个电影啊，都有。
You can watch movies. You can pick your songs and you can listen to them.
可是旷野就不一样啊。
But the wilderness is a different place.
你走到那里，哎，没有 Wi-Fi 的信号。
When you go over there, there's no Wi-Fi signal.
啊，你带着手机去也没用啊，你很着急，哎呀，怎么没有信号啊？
Even when you bring your iPhones, you are very worried because there's no signal over there.
哎呀，是不是我的手机有问题啊？
Is it true that my phone is broken?
不是啊，因为没有 Wi-Fi 的信号。
No, it's because there's no Wi-Fi signal over there.
所以你带手机去，你带 iPad 去，你带怎么样电脑去都没用。
Even if you bring your cell phones, you bring your iPads, all kind of devices, it's of no use.
所以旷野简直就是与世隔绝的。
Because the wilderness cuts you off from the other places in the world.
所以神为我们预备那个旷野的地方。
So God prepared for us this wilderness.
啊，不是平原的地方啊。
It's not the plain.
那平原的地方一定到后来是被杀的。
In the end, if you stay in the plain, you'll be killed.
所以我们看以西结书的37章。
When we take a look at Ezekiel chapter 37.
那以西结啊，神打开他眼睛，当然看到很多的骸骨啊。
God opened the eyes of Ezekiel so that he saw so many bones.
那这个骸骨已经枯干了。
All these bones were dried up.
啊，可见这些骸骨为什么有骸骨，因为是有人被杀。
Why would they be bones over there? Because many people had been killed.
在平原被杀。
They were killed on the plain.
那我们看当时，罗德啊，他选择约旦的平原的地方来居住。
We saw that in those times, Lot chose the land in the plain for their residence.
他还是差一点就被杀。
He almost got killed.
啊，他的妻子啊，罗德的妻子真的是被杀了。
His Lot's wife was killed.
他不能够逃出来呀。
They cannot get up from there.
因为他心呐、啊、还在惦念着哈、啊、那个平原的生活。
Because their heart were reminiscent after the life in the plain.
所以真的旷野对我们来说，这个心灵啊，一个避难所啊。
So this wilderness truly serves as a spiritual refuge.
那大卫，我们看大卫他以前在经常住在旷野的地方。
We see that in the past, David lived for a long time in the wilderness.
我们看他那个诗歌啊，诗篇里头啊，很多是大卫所写的。
Many of the psalms were written by David.
他写那么多好的诗歌。
He has written so many good psalms.
在哪里写的？
Where did he write them?
在旷野地的。
In the wilderness.
假如他没有旷野这段经历的话，他就不能够写出那么多的诗歌。
Without this journey in the wilderness, he cannot come up with so many good psalms.
我们到现在还在诵电子啊。
Even until now, we are still reading his psalms.
啊，我们的子孙也会诵电子。
Our next generations will still read his psalms.
所以就变成世世代代一个很鼓励啊，给我们一个安慰的。教材啊、
hey, these are materials that will give us encouragements from generation to generation.
啊，可是他国位比较安定以后。
But after the nation is well kept.
他住在王宫里头。
He was staying in the palace.
啊，他就不再参加打仗了。
He didn't want to take part in all the battles.
他的心灵就松懈下来。
In his heart, he let down a little bit.
就失去了警醒的心。
He has lacked that alertness and vigilance.
那结果呢？啊，被杀等于他是去犯奸淫呢。
As a result, he committed adultery himself.
那虽然神没有在肉体上没有结束他的生命。
Even though physically God did not take his life.
但他受了很大伤害呀。
But he had he was damaged in his heart.
啊，他自己本身啊遭受折磨啊。
He was suffering a great deal.
因为他说亲爱的儿子啊，自己要杀他，要篡夺他的王位。
Because his beloved child himself was going to overthrow his throne.
所以他虽然是神宽恕他，啊，他悔改，神宽恕他，但是他自己本身也要付出很重的代价。
Even if God has bared with his sins after his repentance, but he had to pay a great deal of price for his sins.
假如不是神的保守, 他还是会死在战场啊。
If he were not to be preserved by God, he would have died in the battle.
所以住旷野比较好呢, 还是住平原比较好?
So is the wilderness a better place or the plain?
真的是神帮我们预备一个旷野地方, 还好啊, 感谢主啊。
Thank God that God will still remain for us a place in the wilderness.
所以大家不要小看说, 哎呀, 你看我们这个教会啊, 什么学生灵会, 也要祷告。 要进入祷告, 啊,
so let us not look down upon these events in the church, such as student spiritual convocation. The people have to pray for a long time and fasting and prayer.
啊,学生灵会其中真的是像旷野的生活了,这个手机都要收起来。
Within the student spiritual convocation, it is truly like the wilderness because all your cell phones will be taken away.
那我们现在来守安息日。
And today we are here for Sabbath day. It's true that all of us need to prepare our hearts in reverence. We come here. Even though we are in the city still, we lead a very convenient life. But our heart dwell in the wilderness. Because today we are separated away from the sacred secular things.
把我们身心今天就全部归给神。
With our mind and heart and soul, today we belong to God.
说今天是归神为圣。
Today, we return to God and become holy.
所以我们的心灵来讲说已经是隔绝的状态。
So in the spiritual sense, we are being separated.
我们的心目中只有神啊。
In our heart and eyes, there's only God.
所以也是住在旷野的地方, 其他都没有人啊。
We are just like staying in the wilderness with no one around us.
那这个时候就保护我们啊。
This is to keep us safe.
我们看所罗门王他虽然是非常有智慧,
we know that King Solomon is deemed as a very wise king.
但是请问大家, 他有没有经过旷野的训练呢?
But let me ask you, did he go through the training in the wilderness?
有没有经过旷野的训练?
Did he go through the training in the wilderness?
没有啊。
No.
他一出生就咬着金汤匙出生的。
Once he was born, he was biting on his silver spoon.
没有经过旷野的操练。
He had not been in the wilderness.
所以当他成功以后，他就娶了很多的妻子。
So upon his marriage, he had so many wives.
Yeah, 他就后来就受这个妻子的影响。
And in the end, he was influenced greatly by his wives.
他跟神之间关系，虽然是神向他显现两次。
His relationship with God, even though God has appeared to him for two times,
他在那个信仰好像不是他的。
It seemed like his faith was not his.
好像是他爸爸的神啊。
God seemed to be his father's God, not his own God. Because he himself has not undergone the training in the wilderness. Even though he was full of wisdom, but in the end he failed too. Because in the wilderness he did not have the chance to face God face to face. He did not have the experience to face God one to one.
所以怎么样以后在末世的时候怎么样来逃离这个大灾难?
So in the end times, how are we going to go away from these disastrous times?
所谓大灾难并不是说有人要杀你, 有人要害你, 有人要抢你, 偷你。
These disasters do not refer to people trying to rob you or snatch things away from you.
这些外在的环境啊, 外在的逼迫, 这个肉体可以看得见的逼迫, 反而会使我们心灵力量更坚强。
These outward persecutions and threats will only strengthen us inwardly. But yet, the spiritual disasters, which means that many of our believers may be misled. This misleading done by the devil takes gradually. In the beginning, it seems like we're unable to discern. You may feel that, okay, what you say seems true. But in the end, it becomes, you are true and I'm false. Then you may come about to say, the truth in the true Jesus Church may not be the truth.
啊, 以后会有这个大迷惑。
In the future, there'll be such misleading.
这个才是属灵的大灾难啊。
This is the spiritual disaster.
所以灾难并不是这些打仗事情啊。
These calamities does not only refer to wars and battles.
甚至打仗来临的话, 大家做什么事情, 一定是祷告嘛。
Even if wars happen to us, what would we do? Pray, right?
求神保守啊,
to ask for God to preserve us so that the bombs do not land upon our roofs.
但是这些无形, 这个物质主义想热主义的侵蚀,
这个侵蚀我们的心灵, but these threats that come upon our hearts that are intangible, these are very dangerous.
主啊,
so right now, God prepared for us a wilderness. It is a protective place.
啊,
today we come into the temple of God. Our spirituality and our hearts are separated from the outside world. Because God wants to protect us. Not to be endangered by the outside world. This is a safe place.
那么下午再继续谈这个旷野的人生。
In the afternoon, we will continue upon the topic, A Life in the Wilderness.
好, 我们再唱诗。
Let us sing hymn
343首
343.